We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, two townies talking Wisconsin sports, covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, that's Chuck Freeman. Ask us anything, 845. More of your questions, tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW. Even if your question does not get asked on the air, as long as you send us one, you'll be eligible to win this week's prize, a pair of general admission tickets to Summerfest and to see the Violent Femmes tomorrow at the Riverside. So get your questions in. We'll answer some more at 8:45 this morning. Tweet at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW. More Brewers to talk about today. Jimmy Nelson back on the bump tonight for the first time in nearly 2 years. Travis Shaw returning to the lineup yesterday. I got this tweet from Steve. He says, two hits and a walk yesterday for Shaw. Let's cool it on the Hira panic. It's not like he's Ricky Weeks. And I said, Hira's going to be much better than Ricky Weeks. Is that a question?
We don't know that for sure. We don't know anything about, I mean, Hira's, but like Council said, Hira's been up for 2 weeks. We don't know how good he's going to be.
If we could tangibly bet, like if there was a finite answer, wouldn't you bet that Hira's going to have a better career than Ricky Weeks?
Don't know. I mean, he hasn't played a full season in the majors. He hasn't played a full month. I mean, let's give him some time.
Let's get that as a poll, because that I just...
Well, of course people are going to say Hira's going to be better than Weeks.
Well, I don't know. Right now it's 1-0.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just think...
That guy says Weeks.
We need to pump the brakes on Keston Hira a little bit and give him some time to breathe. I mean, he had a good stretch up here, no doubt about it, but let's see how he is over the course of one season. Hey, everybody was all in on Corbin Burnes, and he has struggled. Baseball is littered with guys like that. I'm not saying Keston can't be, but I think it's just way too early to make that comparison.
All right, when all is said and done, who will have a better career as a pro, Ricky Weeks or Keston Hira? At 105.7 FM, The Fan, you can vote there. Travis Shaw almost pitched that ninth inning, by the way.
Yeah.
It was going to be Shaw instead of Perez.
Well, Aaron came out there, and there was a buzz in the crowd. The crowd woke up a little bit.
Well, anybody that stayed was waiting to see Perez pitch. I mean, once it was 11-0 or even 8-0.
When Perez came in to pinch hit in the eighth inning, it was like you thought that was going to be a possibility.
Yeah, and it did, and it was fun.
And I'm glad they did.
He had a scoreless inning to boot. So
how did they not just tee off on him, though? Man, 69 batting practice fastball, and he got one guy to pop out, and I forgot who it was, but he trash-talked, Perez trash-talked him as he went, and he must have knew him. He trash-talked him as he went back to the dugout. Perez was all over him. Had his face in the glove while he was saying something so the cameras could pick up on it, but he definitely must have been somebody he knew.
I had tweeted out last night as a joke. I had tweeted out, Aaron thinks this might be funny, but he's making a mockery of the game. Because if you didn't see the ninth inning, I mean, he was doing the Alex Claudius bouncing back and forth before he would throw it. He was doing a tremendous leg kick. I mean, he was clearly having fun with it. But I was trying to think, like, for the show.
That's kind of like old guy take, isn't it?
Yeah, if I came, like, for the show, if I came on the air today and tried to say, in all seriousness, If after everything that's happened this week with the Brewers, if my take was, Chuck, I gotta be honest with you. I'm watching this game last night. Aaron Perez, okay, position players pitching, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know I don't like that. But for Aaron Perez to come out there and make a pure mockery of the game, there are guys that have worked their entire life to try to be on that mound. Jimmy Nelson is working his way back from injury after 2 years just for the right to be on that mound again. What gives Hernan Perez the privilege to go and make a mockery of the sport like that? Like, would people buy that?
Well, I look at it like they're just saving the bullpen and trying to get through the game.
Oh, no, I get it. I get all that. But if I tried to have the take.
I don't know.
Like, if I came out and tried to, and I didn't give you a heads up on it or whatever. If I just tried to blast baseball and Hernan Perez for making a mockery of the sport, do you think people would, like, hate listen to it? Would they listen and say, oh, I got to turn this off. This guy's an idiot. Would they be very intrigued?
I don't know.
Would people come and agree with me?
No, but I think,
these
though,
are the things that keep me up at night.
Yeah, I think with that, I think there are people opposed to the position player pitching. I think there are people who don't like to see that happening. They don't like to see but it's been happening forever. God, they've done this. This has happened in Brewer history dating back to the 70s. This has happened before. Remember Sal Bando as a player. Remember Jim Gantner pitching in a game, the same game as Bando did. It was like got so bad in Kansas City one night. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't, when he's out there throwing 69-70 mile an hour pitches, it's like, holy cow, what's going on? And the high leg kick, yeah, it does look a little different, but.
Oh, so maybe you do have that real take.
No.
Okay.
It looks a little different, but I look at it just.
You're down 60-0, you're messing around.
Yeah, and somebody will say, you know, you shouldn't be messing around at a professional sporting event. I don't know. I don't care. I'm glad he pitched. You know, they pitched.
I'm just wondering out loud with you as we build a show each day, mm-hmm. if I came on the air with that take, how would people respond? Like, would they call up in support? Would they think that I'm stupid? Would they understand that I'm an idiot? Or would they think that finally someone has the wherewithal to speak up?
Because somebody would say, I guess, well, what did you want to happen there? Just play on with Jacob Barnes. Because he pinched it for Jacob Barnes in the bottom of the eighth inning. I was like, well, I thought Barnes was going to bat. And then when Hernan pinch hit for him, I thought, oh, Hernan's going to go pitch, huh?
What the Brewers do need to do is, and they almost did it last year, but Hernan was doing it on his own, or 2 years ago. It was recent, though, where play Hernan Perez every position in one game.
Mm-hmm.
Have him catch, have him pitch, have him go to right, center, left, all the infield positions. I think that would be fun, and if you're either out of it or in whatever way.
Isn't that kind of make it a mockery of the game?
Well, I don't care about that. Do you understand that I'm...
No. But I know that. I'm just saying, isn't that kind of... You know, back to the.
I mean, Will Ferrell played for 9 different teams in one day once.
Remember
spring
spring training. Well, there was a sportscaster named Rod Luck who pitched an inning for the Brewers back in the, I want to say, late 70s. Somehow, he got clearance to pitch an inning for the Brewers. He went out there and pitched an inning for the Brewers. Rod Luck, a sportscaster on Channel 12 at the time. I'm sure there's still footage on that somewhere. Pitched an inning of for the Brewers. Man, it's like one of us going out there. That's what the equivalent of that would be. But, I mean, what's the strangest thing you've ever seen in a game? I remember when Jose Canseco, remember, they brought him in a game, and he tore up his elbow pitching in a game for the Red Sox in a blowout game. And he never was the same again.
The strangest thing I've ever seen in a game was one time I saw Jason Kendall hit it to right field. Instead of his typical chopper to third.
Okay.
Which was his whole career.
Was it a base hit?
It was, yeah. I saw Jason Kendall get a base hit once. He might be my least favorite Brewer of all time.
Jason Kendall?
Yeah.
That turned out to be a disappointing sign.
Him, Brady Clark.
Brady Clark, he was a journeyman. He wasn't very good.
Brady Clark, do-do-do-do-do-do. Brady Clark, do-do-do-do-do-do. Brady Clark.
Don't remember that.
Brady Clark, do-do-do-do. You don't know Baby Shark?
No.
Baby
Shark?
Baby Shark's like the most popular song in the world.
It is?
Yeah, it's a kid's song.
Well, why would I know that?
Brady Clark.
My son is Brady.
Yeah.
No, we only watch sports when he's around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't watch cartoons.
Oh, we'll get to Aaron Rodgers in 60 seconds. Want to tell you guys about Father's Day coming up, which you should know about. This might be the year to finally... Yeah, I'll say it. Why get your dad the same tie off the tie rack when you can get him something he'll actually like?
I get a gift card every year.
Oh.
Yeah.
From your 8-year-old?
Well, no. I get from the two oldest.
Oh.
I get a gift card from like Nike.
Would be a good gift from your 8-year old is if he stopped rooting for Chicago teams.
Would be great gift.
And started rooting for Milwaukee teams.
That'd be the best gift anybody would give me.
Well, I would think
I'll take out. They don't have to give me anything for Christmas or anything ever again if that would happen, of course.
Just, how about this year for Father's Day? You respect me.
Well, you respect the teams I like.
Yeah.
At least that.
You respect my craft.
Yeah.
How about that? Okay, so maybe short of respect, but above the tie, Harry's Razors. Get Dad a gift he will love. Get him something he'll actually use. Get him something that doesn't break the bank. And this is a 3-in-1 combo because this gift will be all three. Now, they have a special offer for dads this Father's Day because you can get $5 off a Harry's shave set and treat yourself or the dad in your life to a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. Go to harrys.com and use the code BART, B-A-R-T. Go to harrys.com, use the code BART. I've been using Harry's for a couple of years. I got to go use my Harry's today. The neck's getting a little out of control, and I don't mind using Harry's. I enjoy using Harry's when based on the competition, rather, because it doesn't hurt me. Some of these other razors that you buy off the rack, I mean, they are not, they scuff up your face quite a bit. You start gushing blood. You ever have that happen to you?
Oh, all the time. I got one right here on my lip yesterday. Not from Harry's, but from
you're
my
shaving region. Your lip?
No, right below.
Oh, the little soul patch?
Jeez. Yeah.
You should grow a soul patch.
No.
This Father's Day, Harry's is a special offer for listeners, again, of the show for dads. Get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with code BART. At harrys.com, you'll get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3, free shipping when you use the code BART at harrys.com. Very simple. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code BART. Lots from Aaron Rodgers. We're going to hear a bunch from in a moment. Do want to hear this one first. Remember how yesterday we joked about, oh, maybe when Jordy Nelson comes back for his one-day contract, he should just sign a real contract. Aaron Rodgers, I think he might seem open to that. This is Rodgers yesterday at his locker.
Jordy's got that farmer strength and shape. You'd ask him sometimes, what he did during the break in the summer, and he said farm. Yeah, just run and farm. That's all it took for him to get in shape. So, you know, I think if he ran around a little bit instead of sitting in that cushy GPS-driven, machine he's got there when he's out in the fields, he could probably be ready. But, you know, like you said, it's tough with three little kids, you know, moving them again. And I think we're going to do the right thing bringing him back this way. He'll be a Packer Hall of Famer. And be, remembered as one of the greats.
Kind of sounds like to me that Rodgers is thinking if Jordy didn't have kids, he could come back and play for the Packers.
Yeah, and that's interesting, the farmhand's strength. What do you call it, farmer's strength?
Yeah.
Do you ever know people like that?
Yeah, where they don't work. I mean, they farm. I guess that's working out.
I mean, those guys, the kids who grew up on a farm, they got like the best work ethic ever. I'd go out to Watertown when I was broadcasting their games. Man, the kids out there, some of those kids who grew up on a farm, man, those guys would get their hands dirty. They had no problem doing that. I mean, they're trying to. You're asking a kid to box out, man. He's trying to wrestle away a steer in his backyard. He has no problems boxing out.
You know, in a different life, I could have been a farmhand. My great grandpa had a farm.
Okay.
And from what I understand, my great grandpa was like. My great grandpa wanted my grandpa to be in the farm business, to take over his family farm, and my grandpa had none of it. And so then he went his own direction, my dad, me. But every time I'd be like lazy around the house as a teen or wake up late, my dad would go, you could be on a farm right now.
Yeah.
You could be milking cows right now, son.
Well, that's like...
Instead of sleeping in until 10:30.
Oh, you can't do that on a farm. Because like they get every... I mean, my family too.
The day's done at 10:30.
No.
It's like a morning show.
Oh, no, it's the farmers' works are never... They're never done, man. They're always out there working. Same with my family. My dad was born on a farm in Wild Rose, Wisconsin, which is, by Waupaca. But they moved down to
Racine. My great-grandpa's farm was in Waupaca.
Okay. Wow. They probably knew each other.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, my dad. But then they moved to Racine when my dad was like 15 or so. And but he grew up in Wild Rose. And
Chuck, they probably did know each other.
Could, yes. Could, yeah. I mean, that's very possible. I mean, it's just, I mean, there couldn't have been very many people living up there at the time.
Jeez.
Yeah, Wild Rose. You know where Wild Rose is, right?
Yeah.
You
heard it? Okay, yeah, right yeah, there. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. My dad grew up. So I could be living on a farm, too. You and I could be both living up there.
We could have, like, Chuck and Winkler's milk duds.
We could be working on a Wapaka radio station, that the classic country station they got up there.
You know what always confused me about farmers is that you would have to, like, care for your animals, and then you kill them to eat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Like you raise your chickens, sure. And I'm sure you develop a bond with a chicken, and then you're killing it and eating it.
Well, here's the one thing about living in a farming community. Like I live in Lamira. There's farms around there.
Yeah.
And you know, I live in one of the suburbs there. So, or not the suburbs. I live in one of the subdivisions.
Silo. You live in a silo.
No, close to a silo though. Oh. A subdivision. But like once in a while, you'll come out of your house and it's like, oh my God, what the hell is in the air? It just smells awful. Farmer doing something to his farm. And it just smells bad, and I call it the bad smells of Lamira. You get around, you just one day you'll get out of your house, and anybody who lives in a small town knows that, and it's like, man, what the hell? Just awesome. It's worse than somebody dropping ass.
Maybe we are
worse. That's possible.
Maybe we're doing the wrong show. Maybe we should do like the stockyard reports.
Did you ever have breakfast on the farm?
No, I never had to go to that.
You never had? Oh, I had. I've done that before.
We should be doing the Egg Daily Show.
Yeah.
But hey, cattle's up 30 cents.
But, you know, but the farmer's strength there, and then you see some of these kids play football. You know, they grew up on a farm, and you know, they never lifted a weight in their life. But, man, you can't tackle them because they got so much strength there, busting through arm tackles and everything.
A couple of tweets here. Brett says, it's way too early for me to be this mad at you guys. Bart, how do you hate Jason Kendall? Oh, a chopper to third. Every time he had the bat in his hand, it was a chopper to third. Radio Joe tweets in, says, guys, go to the bar with me. A round of spotted cows are on me. Joe would like spotted cow.
So he thought that when we said that he likes Cokes and kitty cocktails, he took offense to that. Okay.
Spotted cow.
He's listening to the show. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to get a new Glarus beer, get two women.
Maybe I should try that. I mean, the new Glarus part, not the two women, the new Glarus part.
Have you tried?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Chuck and Winkler, Aaron Rodgers next.
We got to keep finding ways to get him the ball. I think there's nothing wrong with having a go-to guy who's that dynamic and trying to find ways to get him the ball. I think obviously we need complementary pieces in place. I think Marquez has had a fantastic spring and really stepped up as a guy who can be an every down player. And then I expect a big bounce back here from Jimmy. You know, he's healthy. He's feeling good. This offense, I think, fits him and his body type. But I'm not going to shy away from throwing the ball to Devontae.
That's our boy number 12, old Aaron Rodgers. Here for more of that in a second here. Chuck and Winkler. It's my boy Winks. It's your boy Freems.
Wow.
Award-winning, WBA award winners. This part of the show brought to you by Amazon.
We're the best morning show.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, best interview, too. Best Amazon is bringing this part of the segment.
A grandpa beat me for social media, though.
What's that?
I lost to a grandpa.
For social media, the man of the year?
Yeah.
What city?
Milwaukee.
Okay.
They gave him an award because he knows how to log on to Twitter, I guess.
Okay. Amazon is hiring full-time delivery drivers. There's always next year, as somebody once said. Amazon, unless they stop giving out that award, Amazon is hiring full-time. They made that award especially for you.
They call it the Winky.
But you lost your stranglehold on it this year. Tweet more. Amazon is hiring full-time delivery drivers in Sussex. Enjoy competitive pay while delivering packages to homes and retail locations. Deliver thousands of smiles with Amazon. Apply at amazon.com/driverjobs. Amazon. Those boys are an equal opportunity employer.
Aaron Rodgers talking about Devontae Adams still wants to get him even more targets after the 100-some targets he threw to him last year. And that just goes to show you how much he respects Devontae Adams, who is very, very good. A top 10, I mean top 5, and we can get into that at some point about where he ranks with receivers. But he also was more complimentary of some of the other guys last year when he said the production and the planning from like the rookies was piss poor. His words this year, MVS, EQ, he says he sees a lot from those guys, and he's also very complimentary about Jimmy Graham. Now Jimmy Graham, who was quoted in the last week or so saying, I'm going to prove a lot of people wrong, And I said, not me, because I believe in you. Jimmy Graham, I don't think a lot of people expect him to have a good season. I know he struggled in the past, and you can criticize his blocking ability, but his year wasn't that terrible last year stat-wise. There were some balls that he dropped, okay? I know that. And in the red zone, he wasn't as big of a threat as maybe we thought he would be, but I'm telling you, I feel good. I feel good about this entire Packer team. Nervously good. Nervously good about the offense, and really, Chuck, nervously good about Jimmy Graham.
Well, Graham, he's got to be able to be better in the red zone, and he didn't have a very good year, and they're going to bring him back, and LaFleur obviously thinks he can get more out of Graham than they got out of him last year. So maybe there's some more things designed for Graham this season. I think, though, from the moment the Packers signed him, people were down on even the potential of signing Graham, and then he did it, and I remember us doing the show the next day, and I don't think people were very excited about it.
Well, just like it was, we won an award for that show, by the way. Just for like how it was like Keston Hira's down, Travis Shaw up. It's like Jordy Nelson wasn't re-signed, Jimmy Graham was. So there was kind of that comparison, I think, that how is Jordy doing? Is Jimmy doing better? Is the chemistry as good as it was with Jordy? And the answer to that was clearly no. Rodgers was asked yesterday, you know, with his knee injury and all the injuries he had in the bottom half last year, if maybe that's what affected his chemistry with Jimmy Graham?
Yeah, I don't know how much it impacted us. I just think that, the league's about matchups. And I think that's what I'm liking about this offense is we're constantly trying to find ways to get those guys in positive matchups. Every play has, whether it's a scheme or a motion or an adjustment that can kind of get those guys in opportunities to be number one or two in the progression. Because we know that, if you're throwing the ball on time, that's where the ball is going to go. So just more opportunities, I think, for Jimmy. And some of the stuff that we're doing gives him opportunities to get the ball in rhythm instead of relying on off schedule or a third or fourth read on the play.
Yeah, see, I just learned from life that whatever happens and what these guys say in training camp and OTAs, in mini camp or whatever, when a new coach comes in, it always is like, okay, things are going to be better. It's going to be a new day. Things are tough. I mean, this happened when Ray Rhodes came in. This happened when Mike Sherman came in. This happened when Mike McCarthy came in. I've heard all this before. Oh man, things. Oh, I'm so excited about this. Whether it's Rodgers or Favre or anybody else. And then it always ends up like, oh boy. So, yeah, let's see how I'm going to wait to see how this a few seasons before we get a good feel.
A few seasons
on LaFleur, absolutely. We didn't know that much about McCarthy after 2006. He went 8-8, but it took us a while before we bought into, and we did, Mike McCarthy.
So what you're saying here is listening to Rodgers right now is a waste of time.
Well, no. I think that, yeah, but he's excited about some of the things. But let's see if it actually works in the game. He's talking about all these concepts and all that, but and LaFleur has never been a head coach before. I'm taking a whole wait-and-see attitude and see how this thing actually works.
Well, there are some areas where that is certainly what you should be doing. Rodgers was asked about Elgton Jenkins, a second-round pick in the draft, Elgton Jenkins. They said, oh, he looks good, doesn't he? And Rodgers is like, well, I mean, I can't. How can we tell right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been in there with us a good amount. I'll be honest, I haven't watched a lot of the offensive line film, and I think it's important that all of us, myself and you all as well, kind of temper first impressions, because for the line especially, it's a disadvantage for the offensive line without pads on. There's nothing to hold on to. There's a lot more. The guys can get in your chest and bull rush you. It's different with pads on. It changes the whole dynamic up front. You're able to move guys a little more. You're able to grab on to something, an offensive lineman. So I think we need to just temper expectations and first impressions at the moment. But obviously he looks the part. He's a big, athletic, strong kid. Seems to be picking it up pretty well.
Okay, keeping the temper expectations in mind, I would like to bet you that the Packers win at least 10 games.
Oh, we're going to make that bet now?
I think I would like to. I think I'd like to bet you that the Packers go at least...
I got to find my file that says Bart's Bets on my phone here.
10-6.
Yeah, we can do that. So, 10 wins, you win?
Yeah, if they win 10, I win the bet.
Okay, what do you want to bet?
You dealer's choice.
We can say a simple 25.
How about 100?
Okay. All right.
10 wins?
No, I feel even better. See, when you up the stakes like that, I feel even better about it. Yeah, I'm good. 100 bucks.
10 wins.
10, if anything, 10 wins, you win the bet.
Yes.
9 or less, obviously, I do. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Now, I hoodwinked you because I'm counting preseason games.
What?
I'm counting preseason games. Okay, fine. Just regular season.
Yeah.
Just regular season.
Yeah, come on.
Just regular season. Yeah. We won't count the preseason.
Of course not.
One of those games, which is to be played in Canada.
Winnipeg.
All right, Winnipeg, which is like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's a preseason game.
Yeah.
It's not, everyone's like, oh, the Packers are playing Canada. It's not like you're going. Well, maybe you will. I don't know.
It's 8 hours away.
Take the trip.
I've driven to Winnipeg before.
You've driven to Winnipeg?
Yes. I forgot. When I was a kid, we went to Winnipeg for some reason. When I was like 9 or 10.
So you've been to Canada like 6 times.
Yes, I've been to Canada. Yes, I told you I've been to Canada multiple times.
Oh, I've never been.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to Canada multiple, but Winnipeg, man, it was cold up there too. I remember we went to hit the balls on a driving range out there, and the ball was so wet, the balls were sinking like 6 inches underneath the ground. But we were going out
there. Well, how do you take a divot on that?
You can't. But I was like 10. I didn't even know what a divot was. We were just using driver, you know, small wooden drivers back then.
Aaron Rodgers mentions that he's excited to play this game in Winnipeg, but listen to him too, because he also, I mean, more than hints, there's another destination where he does want to play, and I was a little surprised by that because I didn't think he'd be that interested, but yeah, Aaron Rodgers likes these international games.
I'm excited about it. I have not been to Winnipeg before, but I am a fan of the CFL because a former teammate of ours, Mike Riley, has long dominated the CFL. Now he just switched teams. He was with Edmonton for a long time. But, you know, I'm excited to get up there. It's fun to travel with the squad, you know, to a different country. We still haven't been to England yet, but hopefully this doesn't count as our, you know, out-of-the-country trip, because I think a lot of us would still like to go to England, but it's fun. The popularity of the NFL is worldwide, and I was in Paris this offseason and went to a Packer bar. So that just kind of shows you the reach of the NFL, and the CFL is a great league, and a lot of great players have played there over the years. Some guys have actually, you know, obviously played in the NFL. Some guys have gone back and forth, so they've done a great job, but it'll be fun to be up there. And I'm sure there's a bunch of Packer fans up there because they're everywhere.
So, Mark Murphy, I wonder if he recalled Aaron Rodgers.
I was just thinking that.
And told him once again, don't be the problem.
Yeah.
We don't want to go to London, Aaron.
Yeah, he said a lot of us want to go to...
Get the memo.
Go to England. Yeah. When Mark got that word that his quarterback wants to go to England, he's probably saying, come on. What are you doing?
Get the memo.
No. I know the previous coaching staff, and people don't like going to England and play for a week of football. It just takes you out of your rhythm. I know McCarthy did not want to do it. And I'm sure LaFleur's along the same lines. I don't see why you want to go to England and play a football game.
You know, this Matt LaFleur injury, I think is the best thing that happened to him.
How's that?
Yeah, it like makes him more endearing to fans, I think.
Because he's one of us, that he's got
the extra playing basketball.
Human bones.
He said he wasn't going up for a dunk. He fell weird on a rebound and hurt his leg.
Well, see, this was inside the basketball court at Lambeau, but yeah. Not a lot of the players are saying they don't want to play anymore.
Well, yeah, I mean, your coach hurt his leg.
Because the players are saying, you know what, I'm not these guys who, Davante Adams, who plays basketball on a regular basis, and these guys are saying, well, you know what, I ain't playing basketball anymore. Not even in the off season.
Did I hear you in your update say that he should be ready for the season?
Yes.
As if he's a player?
Yeah, to walk. I mean, he's going to be in the walking boot by training camp and out of the walking boot, because that's an injury that takes a while to heal. But he's going to be 100%, he says, by the start of the regular season game in Chicago.
There's a very interesting sort of anecdote that Rodgers had on LaFleur. Now, in this answer, he was asked specifically about, because he was talking to the defense, you know, he's jawing with the defense a little bit in a scrimmage or a drill. And so they're like, Rodgers, what were you talking about? He's talking to James Crawford, linebacker. And Rodgers, he calls Matt LaFleur a name, which I'll explain in a second. But this is Rodgers And then listen for the name that he calls Matt LaFleur.
Captain Blood, a.k.a. Matt LaFleur. If you know Mighty Ducks, you understand that reference. He was threatening practice tomorrow. Should we not, the offense not play better than we did yesterday? We had a rough day. Thankfully, you guys weren't there. So I was trying to tell the defense, you know, if you guys let us get this one today, we can have a nice phase one day tomorrow instead of a practice. So I was just telling James and the defense that they were violating the terms of our agreement and that we probably have to practice tomorrow.
Okay, I've seen Mighty Ducks a million times, and I didn't remember the Captain Blood thing. So Captain Blood is what's the guy's name? Oh, Emilio Estevez, Gordon Bombay.
From St. Elmo's Fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
And from Men at Work. Okay. Did you watch that movie?
I thought it was Colin Hay, who was the lead singer of Men at Work.
That was the group.
Okay.
Did you see Men at Work?
No.
That's a good one.
No.
Sheen and Emilio Brothers.
No. Although I want to see this movie that's done on Captain Fantastic that's out. I want to see that.
On who?
Captain Elton John.
Oh, I didn't know they called him that.
Yeah, Captain Fantastic.
Rocket Man.
Yes.
So Captain Blood.
They can barely stay awake in class. They're calling you Captain Blood.
That is the character Michelle McKay.
Okay.
Love interest for Gordon Bombay, who is scolding Coach Bombay because he's working the kids so hard that they can't stay awake, and they're calling him Captain Blood. So Captain Blood, from what I understand, is a coach that, like, works you to the bone. So Aaron Rodgers is already calling Matt LaFleur Captain Blood. Does the Captain Blood nickname mean that there's problems in Green Bay? 414-799-1250.
So Aaron already thinks that LaFleur is a tyrant.
That's what I'm taking from
okay.
it.
All right.
What say you? 414-799.
They can barely stay awake in class. They're calling you Captain Blood.
1250.
What say you?
Yeah. The worst phrase in radio.
You've been hanging around South Milwaukee these days?
The Brewers need pitching help. What say you? Oh,
what
my
say
good
you?
God.
You know what? One time Joe was filling in for you, and he used that term, and I said, what? I had never heard that term before.
Oh, they say it on the Big Show every 2 minutes.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
You got to tune in sometime.
Yeah. What say you? What say you? What say you? So that's a bunch of Aaron Rodgers. He did also talk about Bart Starr. We'll hear from him a little later because he and Brett Favre were both at the memorial for Starr.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Those two got to see each other a little bit.
Real quick, you know, the Bart's bets that we got here, my bets with you, I got labeled Bart's bets with me.
Yeah.
The Masters bet versus the field. What did we ever agree
I won
on?
That.
So where are we standing?
I think you owe me $50.
Okay, because I have another one here. The Sixers will not make, will not win the first round of the playoffs.
Right, but we also bet on what that bet was.
Okay,
so that was me getting money but not having to pay.
Okay, yeah.
So it is $50.
It is.
However,
so I'm just going to put here, the Giannis bet is the one that we have standing.
Yeah, for MVP. However, we also did a bet on the first round of the NFL draft. Which we did like props. I still have to go through that and
yes.
figure out who owes who.
Yes.
I believe Horvat and I are both going to owe you 25 for that.
Okay.
But I got to go through it. So
okay.
Right now, until that,
God,
you owe me 50.
This whole thing, I got this whole page saved for Bart's bets with me. I had like six of them there.
We haven't done a bet in a while.
But now the only one that's standing is Giannis, the $500 bet.
Yep.
And on 6-5, June 5th at 8:30 in the morning, yep. Bart predicts 10 wins.
10 wins for the Packers at least. $100.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler. Your turn to ask us questions. You ask us anything, you do that next.
Milwaukee Baseball Ins.
Chuck and Winkler from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvat. Ask us anything. You've been tweeting your questions in throughout the morning. Your chance to win Summerfest tickets will alert one of you by 10 o'clock here today. Before we get to that, check a few tweets that have come in, sort of directed to you, that I'd like to read.
All right.
We just bet $100 on the Packers winning at least 10 games. Mm-hmm. I took them to win at least 10 games. You approve of that one, Horvy?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll even go 12 games.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
I'll go 12 games if you want.
You think the Packers are going to win 12 games?
Yeah, I'll just go like $50 on it.
Oh, easily.
Okay,
you're in.
Let's do it.
Write it down.
All right. Even if you get fired in the next couple of months, you're. I'm not saying you are. That bet is still out.
Ominous.
Well, if I get fired, I'm going to be making more money somewhere. So then, definitely, I could cover the $50. Okay. Bucks. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, we can go a little. Want to go a little higher than the $50?
Unemployment pays high.
Well, maybe you do like odds if you're going to go higher.
Well, no,
you're gonna go 12 wins.
No, I don't want to go any higher than $50 for 12 wins.
Okay, we'll go $50.
I'd say I'd do 100 for the playoffs if you want to do that, or else we could do 50.
No, we'll just 12. Keep it straight here. $50.
Let's do it. John tweets in and says, Bart just stole $100 from you, Chuck. Oh. Hashtag 10-6. Hashtag go pack go.
Oh, I like it even more now.
12-4.
Chris tweets in, Chuck, new Glarus is a great intro to craft beer.
Yeah.
All very well done. Easy to drink. I recommend Totally Naked first. It's a light lager, but 10 times better than the big boys. Bart's recommendation is good with two women. Also, Spotted Cow.
Okay, two women, huh?
Totally Naked, also a good beer by them.
I ought to try the two women.
Yep, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah. They could talk to each other after I fall asleep. Okay.
That's a good segue for, hey, it's not local, but if anybody ever tries a Revolutionary Brewery, try Fist City.
Fist City?
Oh, it's so good.
Who?
So it's Fist City. Like, have you ever heard of Anti-Hero? It's Revolutionary, or it's their brewery, but it's kind of like an IPA that you could drink all day. It's not as strong and heavy, so you could kind of sip on it. As you sit outside, you do some grilling. Same with Beauforting, you know? Also a great beer.
Yeah, sounds
picked
like,
up some of those bad boys.
All right, time for Ask Chuck and Winkler.
I got one more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mike says, Bart took my brother-in-law to his first Brewer game last night. Diamondbox, food, walked around. Bad night for a first game. Only excitement was I said hi to Chuck. Hope he didn't mind. Mike Fond du Lac.
No, never mind anybody come out of the, at least me. I like it, man. People come up to me, say hi to me. Appreciate the show. Hey, those are our customers out there.
Also Moon Man.
But you know, hey, but this is good one. Hey, you know what? As much of times that people try to be jerks to us, again, I still have yet to have a guy come up to me and be a jag off to me.
I that happened one time.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
The kid said, I hate you. And I go, and he goes, I'm serious.
Okay.
And it was really weird. I got a like murdery vibe.
It was a kid?
A kid?
Hey, he's probably like 25.
Oh, geez, yeah.
Not
so
a fan.
A young adult.
Okay.
He's sure. OIA.
Yeah.
What do you got for questions?
This one comes in from KJ. He wants to know if you guys could have any player that David Stearns has traded back, who would it be?
Oh, come on.
Any player.
I know yours is going to be.
Johnny VR.
Yeah. Boy, do I even say Chris Davis since he hates this radio station so badly? How about Garrett Cooper, we'll say, to help the first baseman.
Garrett Cooper.
Yeah. He looked pretty good at Miller Park last night. He had four hits.
Garrett Cooper you're going to go with?
I'm going to go with, yeah.
Like all time.
Oh, all time?
For Stearns. Just for Stearns?
Yeah, for Stearns, yeah. I mean.
Garrett Cooper.
Yeah, how about Michael Cooper?
Michael Cooper?
Cecil Cooper.
Wow.
How about Marissa Cooper? She died in Tijuana.
Yeah, how about Alice Cooper?
Marissa Cooper from the OC?
Yeah.
Yeah, it took me a minute there. I couldn't remember her last name.
What's next? Chuck said Garrett Cooper.
Yeah.
Brewers fan wants to know, what's your favorite show on 105.7 FM The Fan besides your own? So we asked who you'd want to go out with, but who do you listen to? You know, it could be any weekend programming.
Cutting Edge Outdoors. Bar none.
You're not up that early on a Saturday morning.
When I am, I make sure to listen.
Saturday morning from 6 to 8, those are like prime sleeping hours.
Those are prime drive time Saturday hours.
Boy, not for guys who get up 5 days a week and get minimum amount of sleep.
I mean, it's the best show that we have on the station.
Yeah. You know, I've never heard it.
I was the producer of that show for a year.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a great show.
Okay. Those guys come with lure hats and everything?
Tommy and Danny. You know, actually, when I was the producer of it, and it's probably changed since Nick Bodie's taken over, we actually talked no hunting or fishing. A lot of gambling, ghost stories, story about...
It's just a good show, man.
Well, story about accidentally doing mushrooms.
Okay. Yeah.
They take calls. They have games.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hornswoggle.
I like the... I mean, if I was going to do another show, I'd like to do the baseball postgame show.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's move this.
Now, listen to Cutting Edge Outdoors, even if it's on demand.
Okay.
Because it's everything I wish our show was.
Oh, so you don't like our show, is what I'm saying.
I love our show. I think we do a
but you
good
think we,
job.
You think we could be like more like
if
those guys?
If we want to go to the next level.
Yeah, and win more awards?
Yeah, and win more awards.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Cutting Edge Outdoors is such a good show.
Yeah?
It may sound facetious or tongue-in-cheek. I mean, absolutely not.
So they don't talk any fishing at all on that show?
No, they do now.
I got a big, large mouth.
Okay.
They give the fishing spots, stuff like that, you know. This one comes in, and I'm guessing this is some sort of burner from somebody in the front office around here. Shannon Horn wants to know, if you could be the GM of this station, what would you change and why?
Oh, I'd make Cutting Edge Outdoors 5 days a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
I think they'd run out of content, but okay.
I'd put us in the afternoons.
Ooh.
I would put us from 2 to 6. You know, that's being selfish because I'd get 8 hours of sleep a night. I think we'd be phenomenal. 2 to 6.
All right. I would probably give myself my own show. This one comes from James Taylor.
All aboard! You're on the crazy train with the Midwestern Shooter Supplies Cutting Edge Outdoors.
It's a new intro, actually.
5 days a week.
Yeah.
To all the listeners, thanks for listening. And God bless and stay free, everyone.
Rest in peace.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
All right, so we move along to James Taylor. I don't think this is the singer, but he wants to know what's the best story
memory.
Wait,
you'd move us 2 to 6?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
No.
Or 10 to 2.
So then the big show does the morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let those boys wake up in the morning.
No, I like the morning.
Early AF with Ryan Horvath.
No. I want him out at Miller Park and getting out at midnight. I'm like hating life at about 4 a.m.
Well, then don't go to the game.
But that's the way I do. That's my life.
Yesterday, I took a longer nap than I slept.
Why would you want to take a 5-hour nap in the middle of the day?
I get to sleep twice a day.
But that's tough.
That's my favorite thing to do.
It's tough enough falling asleep once a day. Having to do it twice a day like we do is difficult. Then when you can't fall asleep, it sucks.
No, I fall asleep in the afternoon because I'm tired, and I fall asleep at night because of Grandpa's cough medicine.
Okay, but then when I see you at Miller Park, when you and I go to these afternoon games, you and I both look like hell.
I'm dragging ass.
Yes, so do you want to live life like that for the rest of your life? No, move us to the afternoons. We'll feel great. You'll live to be 65 like you hope you can.
Yeah, we'll see. Horvath.
James Taylor would like to know, what's the best story memory you haven't told? I know you're on the radio and it's your job to share, but we all keep something in the vault.
Mm.
Or even the most impactful story you had to cover.
Most impactful?
Yeah.
I mean, the most... Best story I ever covered is Mahler's hitting streak in 87.
Is there a good story you're sitting on that you haven't told the listeners?
I think I've told everything, yeah.
Yep.
I told my personal stories, stories. Yeah.
I've told everyone everything about my life.
And there's more to come.
You know everything about me.
Yeah.
No big secret for me.
Nothing?
Nope. Next.
All right, we move on to E-Rock. He wants to know, excluding players from our home teams here in Wisconsin, if you had to wear one sports player's jersey, who would it be? So one jersey can't be a Buck, Brewer, Packer, Badger,
Past or present?
Eagle. Past or present.
I think Reggie Jackson's 44 always looked cool, especially on him.
Okay.
I say Reggie Jackson's 44 with the Yankees.
Did I just have to wear this once, or it's like my go-to?
It's like your go-to, I have a Kukoc jersey.
Oh.
Love Kukoc.
Oh, okay. my favorite player on my second favorite basketball team, Draymond Green.
Okay.
How about it? Although, no, I got to eliminate basketball because I look terrible without sleeves. So I'm gonna
You put the shirt on underneath.
Yeah, it ain't no good. I'm gonna go with Tommy Pham Rays jersey.
Tommy Pham Rays.
I'm a Rays fan.
Okay.
You're that guy.
No, I've always been a Rays fan.
Yeah?
Me too.
I've always liked the Rays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No, not Rays.
My sister works for the Rays.
Does she?
No, I don't know.
They're not that good yet. This one comes in from our guy, Jerry. He wants to know, this one's actually just for you, Chuck. Given the choice, would you rather spend a month in prison or spend a month with wife number two?
Oh, God, I don't want to go to prison for anything.
So wife number two, though?
In Waupun? God, I could end up dead. Well, I could be end up dead with the wife number two, too, man. Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said it'd have to be softball season, so they had a common... something to talk about, something to do, and you get out of the house.
No, that was the first wife.
Mixing them up, Harvey.
Come on, do your Freeman homework there.
I'm getting him confused, my bad.
Second wife, we didn't, I don't know. No, I could, God, that's a tough choice.
Wow,
prison
really?
For a month or the spending time with the second ex-wife? She's got no personality. You find out more, realize after a while, you're like, God, she had no personality. No wonder so many people dislike her.
Really quick, if you guys could pick any other co-host, nobody on this show, who would it be? You got to co-host the show with somebody.
I'll pick you, Harvey.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say that.
I'll pick you, Harvey. Harvey, you and I are going to do a show sometime?
Yeah.
You and I go get some beers afterwards?
Yeah, absolutely. How about that? We'll get a couple Fist Cities on
me. Yeah, how about that?
Maybe a couple Moon Men.
I would like to hear you guys do like a full week of shows together.
Well, that could happen, I think, this summer, right? Are you going to take any vacation time?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe you could just piss off for a while.
All right, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.